The recent fatal police shootings of African-American men and the killing of five Dallas police officers have revived discussions aimed at easing tensions between CMPD officers and those in Charlotte who are wary of them. At a forum hosted by the NAACP in Uptown last night, several hundred people questioned and criticized CMPD. There was also some praise. WFAE's David Borax was there and has this report.
Charlotte Police Chief Kerr Putney has responded to recent shootings by talking all over the city about the tension between police and citizens. Last night's forum was different. Putney largely listened.
I've been talking a lot. Now it's time to open my ears and hear directly from you, from your perspective.
The crowd at Little Rock AME Zion Church was mostly African American. They brought emotions, complaints, and fears. 17-year-old T.T. Reeves had questions.
I was informed that cops are trained to kill, and I just wanted to know if that's true and how you guys feel about all the shooting that's happening.
She deserves a hand, y'all.
Putton handed the mic to his executive officer, Brian Cunningham, who said the recent killings made him sick.
So when I see something like that, or an officer misbehave, we carry that. We're hurting as a department. We're hurting as a profession. This is a different time in policing. It really is. This hard conversation needs to happen.
Lieutenant Dave Robinson took the microphone and began talking about police visits to CMS high schools. But Putney pounded the table and pressed T.T.'s question.
Don't forget the question, how does that make you feel?
Makes me feel great that we're doing that.
No, that wasn't her question, though. One more time, ma'am.
How do the deaths make you feel?
Thank you.
The deaths hurt me.
Many in the crowd said they don't trust police. Some had grievances about family members injured or killed by CMPD officers. Others had questions about how the department works or ideas for changes. A few, like Ariana Crawford, said they're afraid of police.
That I'm scared. I'm scared of being in y'all's presence right now, and I'm scared of you guys, and I'm also scared for you.
The young African-American woman said she's scared of police and scared for them. And that brought one of the most poignant moments of the evening.
Can I ask you to come over here?
Chuck Henson, a captain in Northeast Charlotte who's white, invited Crawford to sit beside him at the front of the sanctuary.
It's not too bad, is it? Hey, I'm Chuck.
Ariana.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
He introduced himself and then got emotional.
Chief Putney said that we need to come from the heart. Well, here it comes. I hate that she feels that way. That breaks my heart.
He said he loves the city and his job, and he does it for people like Crawford. There was tension, too. Early in the event, the mother of Jonathan Farrell spoke via internet video from Florida. Farrell was shot to death by a CMPD officer in 2013 after he got into a car accident and went to a house in Northeast Charlotte seeking help. Georgia Farrell asked Putney how the department is forcing change. Putney directed his answer as much at his officers as the audience about the kind of person who should not be on the force.
But if you can't connect with people who don't even look like you, who don't work with you, who are in a different income bracket, you have some internal soul searching to do as well.
In response to another question, Putney brought a sense of history.
It took me a while to acknowledge that the system, the institution for which I work, has a history of racist, bigoted action. Not conversation, action.
The Charlotte police force is 80% white, and he's trying to recruit more black and Latino officers. But he said change will take years. Another man wanted specifics about what police are doing to change the climate. Education, Putney said. Over the next year, all supervisors will get training on how to interact with people of different races and cultures. But even before then, officers will be going into neighborhoods to get to know people. And Putney said citizens need to do the same. He called for volunteers to join a citizen academy that will learn how the department works. That drew a round of applause and sent lots of hands into the air.
I'll do it. Me too.
For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.
Yes, ma'am.